The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06 plus one right now in downtown Montreal. Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie, he is here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we always love to get your first name in the text. And we are actually joined ce soir with a very special guest who actually works with Ronnie at his office. And she's a lovely lady. And we've met several times before. And now it was a big surprise to see you tonight. So I'm happy you're here. Patricia Ruck, hello.
Hello.
So you are director of operations at Dr. Monk's office, which is fantastic. And you keep everything on the rails because I've been there. I see you're a taskmaster. You keep it all on the rails. It's good.
Thank you. Thank you. I do try.
So we've got lots of things to talk about tonight. Patricia is here for a specific reason, so we're going to get into that. But before we do, we want to mention a couple of things. If you'd like to reach out to Ronnie, first of all, we are on Facebook Live tonight. So you can jump onto his Facebook and watch what's going on, which is Monk MD, the Facebook page. And you get lots of fans that watch you on the Facebook Live.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I enjoy doing it. And you know what? It gives people an inside scoop to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at work, I sometimes do Facebook Live too.
Right.
Not that long ago, I actually did my wife's injections on Facebook
Live. Oh, that's cool.
We did some Botox on her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And I think I've even had a laser done on my skin on Facebook Live too. So it's fun. I mean, it gives people an insight into what I do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I love what I do. And allowing people to see that side of the practice is always fun.
And also your Instagram account is really active and I always see what's going on. And then I'm like, ooh, see, and that's why it doesn't make it scary when you go to your office because you get a preview.
It's not scary at my office.
it's never scary.
It's fun at my office.
It's true. Yeah. And I've been there several times and you guys are, is it a year yet? I guess it's a year soon, eh? In the new digs?
We moved in mid-February.
Okay. Okay.
Last year, so it's been a bit over a year.
Very
crazy.
Cool.
Time flies.
So now, if you want to follow what's happening tonight on CJD on Facebook, you can do that again through Monk MD, their Facebook page, and follow Ronnie Monk on his Instagram at Dr. Ronnie Monk. And so also actually just off the top before we get to Patricia, I know that we have something special that's happening at your office throughout the month of April. Can't believe we're almost into April. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
So you have what we are calling the open late when it comes to cool sculpting. So every Thursday in April, your office is actually staying open between 5 and 7 to do consultations on cool sculpting, which we're going to get into in just a sec so we can explain all of that. But I wanted to get that off the top. And I guess if people have questions, they can jump onto the website and the phone number.
For sure. We have good information on our website about cool sculpting.
Mm-hmm.
If people have questions, I mean, obviously we're on air today.
Yep.
We're going to talk a lot about cool sculpting. So feel free to text in, phone in, and we'll answer your questions live on air.
Okay.
Facebook Live also, you can also ask questions and I'll check them at the break. Anyways, part of the reason I wanted to bring in Patricia today mm-hmm. is obviously you said it, Patricia's the director of operations at my clinic. But she, you know, she's much more than that. She coordinates a lot of patient care in the clinic. She's also a cool sculpting expert, so she does a lot of our cool sculpting consultations. So I thought it would be fun and interesting for people to hear somebody else's perspective on cool sculpting.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I'm really happy to have her here and share her insight.
So, Patricia, can you actually start off then by telling us a little bit about what you do at the station? At the office. I know Ronnie gave us a brief overview, but give us sort of like a day in the life of Patricia Ruck.
Oh, sure. Yes, at the clinic, I do coordinate a lot between the patients and their treatments and also partnering a patient with the right technician or esthetician that we have in the clinic. And that's very important to make sure that the patients feel comfortable, to make sure that we've provided them with a clear, concise plan, treatment plan, and to assure them that I will follow them through and I will make sure that their needs are being met. I do consultations with Dr. Monk, and during those consultations, you know, we listen very carefully to what their needs are, where their focus, where they want to head, and sometimes whether it takes, you know, a couple of weeks to have something resolved or a couple of years, we're in it for the long term. And that's my job, is to assure people that we're listening, mm-hmm. and we're going to address their indications and their issues and satisfy them with, you know, good treatments, good protocols, excellent care, mm-hmm. excellent technologies, and always for the right price.
Perfect. And you just told me off air, actually, that things are so busy, you guys had to hire extra help.
We did. We hired. Oh, my goodness. What a year we've had since we've moved into the new clinic. Mm-hmm. It's just been go, go, go. We're on a roll and we're loving it. And we're hiring the right personnel because the need is there. Mm-hmm. We're busy and we want to stay and service our patients without a delay. We want to be able to meet the demand. So I'm being very proactive and I'm getting in the staff because training takes some time.
Right.
And you want to train them right. You want mm-hmm. to get them credentialed. You want to make sure that they're comfortable in their positions. And I bring in the trainers, and all of our technicians are 100% certified in the laser or equipment that they're using. We will be talking later today about cool sculpting, and I have 3 cool sculpting university graduates in the clinic. So there isn't a better place to be assessed than at MonkMD.
Perfect. And as I said, I've been in the clinic before, especially in the new one, and everything is just, it flows. Everything is zen. It flows. When I was there, because Ronnie was kind enough to take something off my back, which I didn't want there anymore. And it was just amazing. In, out, the follow-up care was great. And you just know that you are being taken care of and you don't worry. So that's what's great about you guys. So now, if you have questions for Dr. Monk, he's here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And now, Ronnie, did you want to explain cool sculpting, or is Patricia going to explain cool sculpting?
I'll start and Patricia could chime in. So what is cool sculpting? How does it work and why is it so effective? You know, it's been a technology now that's probably been around about 5-6 years. And the reason it's so attractive is because it works, it destroys fat cells, and it's very safe. So, you know, almost anybody can really do this procedure as long as you're a good candidate. And being a good candidate means you have some sort of fat deposits that you can pinch, so you can actually squeeze them. It's superficial fat. It's not deep fat around the organs. And as long as we could squeeze it, we could freeze it. And then if you can freeze those fat cells with the technology, what happens is they develop these kind of crystals inside the fat cells, and then they just die. And so by killing those fat cells, you get long-term reduction of fat. So it's really meant for areas like love handles, you know, post-pregnancy, a lot of women get in the center of their belly, little pockets. It's especially effective for those areas. We do a lot of back fat. So some people have rolls under their bra. So bra fat also. And then, you know, we even tailor the treatment to different areas. We have hand pieces that fit the arms, so we mm-hmm. could effectively treat flabby arms. But it, again, it can't be loose skin. There has to be some fat there to kill with the technology. Double chins, it's a very popular treatment in the neck area to really get some tightening and reduce the double chin. So anywhere you can really pinch the fat, you can freeze it, you can kill it, and it's effective without any pain or downtime.
So we're going to get into much more about cool sculpting, and Patricia's going to explain a little bit more. I know that we're going to talk about what makes it so special, I guess, because, again, it's such a technology. I've seen it in action. You've let me come into the clinic and watch one of your patients who was kind enough to let me hang out in the room and watch what was going on. So we're going to get into just what the patient experiences while undergoing cool sculpting. So that's all coming up. If you do have questions for Dr. Monk, again, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. It's now 7:15. Time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center. And here comes Kira Yeager.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and our special guest tonight, Patricia Ruck, who is Director of Operations at Dr. Monk's office. If you'd like to reach out to us, again, Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock answering your questions at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're talking about cool sculpting tonight alongside some other topics that we're going to get to in just a bit, Botox. We actually do have Brian on the line, though, from the townships wanting to ask an acne question. Brian?
Yes, hi there.
Hi,
Thank
Brian.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Dr. Mock. My question concerns my son, who is now 18 years old. He was diagnosed with Crohn's at 10 years old, and he just had his real big flare-up, his first flare-up this fall, and spent 4 days in the hospital. And they put him on a very strong cortisone for 2 or 3 months, and he developed very severe acne, which has now basically gone away, except it looks like they're scarring. And I'm just concerned, not sure how to proceed at this point.
So that's a great question and a common issue. First of all, I'll say that with Crohn's, the risk of acne is higher. You know, the two conditions are inflammatory, and so they often come together. And that being said, the cortisone or the prednisone that a lot of Crohn's patients will take will often precipitate a flare of acne. So that's a really common occurrence. I mean, the important thing, obviously, number one, is treating the acne and make sure there's no longer inflammation in the skin. But once that's been done, and, you know, unfortunately, acne can result in long-term scarring, but there are things that can be done to really improve the skin quality, texture, and the scars. So step one is really to be assessed properly with a proper consultation, because there's all these different types of scars that can happen after acne. Sometimes we get pitted scars where there's literally, like, you know, little holes in the skin, or there's just kind of irregular texture, more what's called a rolled scar or a box scar. And different treatments will target different scars. So for example, if it's more just irregular texture, I have great lasers in my practice, one of which is Fractura. Patricia, you can talk a bit about what Fractura does, but it's basically a technology that will rejuvenate and stimulate new collagen formation. And when you build new collagen in the skin, you really improve the appearance of the scars and the overall texture. So Fractura is one of my great technologies that I do acne scarring with. Sometimes we do some chemical peels, which help to peel off dead skin cells and exfoliate. Sometimes we'll do other laser treatments, like we have a PicoWay Resolve, which is amazing to improve collagen and scarring, and also microneedling PRP. Why don't you talk about it and tell everybody what it is?
Yeah, so microneedling with PRP is actually using your own plasma. So we take a simple little blood sample, we centrifuge it, we separate it, and we end up with what we like to refer to as liquid gold. That's topically applied after we do the microneedling. So like exactly what it says, small little minute channels are created in the dermis, and then we topically apply that PRP, which has all the growth factors in that serum, and it helps to restore, rebuild, and reformulate the skin, hence healing from beneath and within. Really changes the appearance of the skin, rebuilds the dermis, and a wonderful solution for somebody who's maybe not ready to do something too evasive. It is a little because we are creating those channels, but the recovery time can be anywhere from 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, so my quick answer is, you know, we probably in my office have about 4 or 5 different technologies we do for acne scarring. The way we know what works best is really dependent on the type of scars and the type of skin. So has to start off with a proper consultation, and we discuss all the options together.
Brian, if you would like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And of course, the website is monkmd.com. So Brian, thank you so much for calling in. If you have more questions for Dr. Monk, again, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Now, before we had taken a break for traffic, we were talking about cool sculpting and what it is. And sure enough, we got some texts that came in to 514-800, and one of them wants to know if cool sculpting can help the morbidly obese. So Patricia, do you want to answer that one?
It can work in conjunction with proper diet and exercise, but somebody who's really over 30 BMI, it's not ideal. But you know what? Come in, we'll build a plan, we'll get you there, we'll motivate you. And when you're ready, when you've reached close to your 30 BMI, we could definitely treat. We've treated people who are quite large, I would say a good, even 20, 25, even 30 pounds overweight, and they get what they're looking for. Sometimes people just need an extra boost. Yeah. It is made for sculpting the body, but that doesn't mean that we can't reduce fat. The technology reduces fat.
Yeah.
So it depends on what your goals are.
I mean, if you want to get a little bit technical, there's two types of hand pieces.
Yep.
There's smaller hand pieces that are meant to really sculpt. So when there's not as much fat, but you really want to just sculpt, we use the smaller hand pieces. But in somebody that has a significant amount of fat, like if they're morbidly obese, there's a piece called debulk, and it's a pretty big hand piece.
I've seen it.
It's about this size if you're huge, watching on Facebook Live, but it'll dry in a lot of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get a pretty drastic reduction with that hand piece. That being said, if you're really morbidly obese and you have a ton of fat there, if we reduce, you know, a good size of fat, but in proportion to your overall fat, you'll need a lot of treatments to see an eventual result. So that's why when Patricia says pairing it with diet and exercise is optimal, it really is. But for a lot of people, it kickstarts them, that motivation. And and so I don't say lose the weight, then come see me. We could do it in conjunction.
Yeah,
I think it's
sure.
a great conjunction treatment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. We have to take a break for news in just a sec, but I did just want to quickly ask you, when it comes to pricing, because we're getting some texts on that to 514-800, I guess it varies for each patient, so they need to come have a consult, I would guess, right?
For sure, because it really depends on the number of treatments that are needed, how many sessions they need, the zones we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, that we work hard to do our best for our patients, and it's we do offer, Patricia could talk a bit more about it, but we do offer zone packages.
Okay. Okay, so well, actually, can you explain that after news, Patricia?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, so you're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJD. You can call us up at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. My name is Kelly Alexander, and this is CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's 7:36. Kelly Alexander with you, your host tonight, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and our special guest, Patricia Ruck, who is Director of Operations at Dr. Monk's office. We're talking all things cool sculpting, and we're going to get to Botox in just a bit. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have questions for Dr. Monk. And lots of people for sure interested in cool sculpting, as I can see by the texts that have come in, so we're going to hop right to them. We actually had a text asking, can there be side effects from cool sculpting for women who are over 75 whose skin may be thinner?
So remember, cool sculpting is a technology that targets fat. Now, if there's fat there, I think cool sculpting can give you a great result. But if there's skin laxity and, you know, the skin is just very, very loose, cool sculpting is not a technology that's going to tighten the skin tremendously. So what we've done more and more over the past few months, especially, is we've done a lot of combination treatments where we combine cool sculpting with other technologies such as radio frequency. So why don't you talk a bit, Patricia, about what radio frequency is and how it works and how it's different than cool sculpting?
So the technology of radio frequency has been around for quite a few years, at least 15 years in the aesthetics. And the radio frequency technologies that we have in the clinic are of the latest generation, so to speak. So radio frequency, it will go down deep, it will heat up the dermis, it will contract the collagen, and hence give you a wonderful tightening. Now, there's been radio frequency treatments out there that have been quite painful. Trust me, I've been in the industry a long time, and I've tried some of them. And yes, quite painful. So hence what we have at Dr. Monk's is not a painful treatment. It's very important to give people results without having to endure a treatment. So we combine that quite often with cool sculpting, especially with skin that's aged. It's lost some of its collagen. It's lost some of it. elasticity, and using a radio frequency technology will help to tighten that up. Now, it's usually a process of could be up to 6, maybe 8 sessions. And during that time, you'll see that improvement gradually tighten and gradually improve to the point where you're impressed and amazed that you have younger, healthier looking skin.
Yeah. So the one we have in my office, it's called Body FX, and it's like Patricia said, it is one of the best and newest technologies with using radio frequency to tighten skin. Mm-hmm. But the other thing it does is it also kills fat cells, which is different than any other radio frequency device on the market. So that's why in combination with Cool Sculpting, you're reducing fat with Cool Sculpting. And then if you do Body FX on top of it, you're killing even more fat cells with a totally different mechanism. It's through heat, like Patricia said. Plus you're getting that skin tightening. So it gives awesome results if you want tightening plus fat reduction.
Another text has come into 514-800, and I think this is interesting because I think it maybe falls into two categories, but I guess you'll tell us. Can it help someone with a beer belly? And is that the same as when you have someone whose belly is like legit hard as a rock?
Yeah. So that to me, that's what I think of as a beer belly.
That's what I would think. Okay.
And, you know, if you can pinch a beer belly, it's all deep internal visceral fat. So that's fat around your organs. That's actually the dangerous fat that's more associated with heart disease and premature death. So that type of fat is not amenable to Cool Sculpting. That's not the type of fat we're targeting with Cool Sculpting. We're really targeting that fat that you can pinch. So, you know, when you pinch a love handle, if you can pinch it, we can freeze it.
Okay, perfect.
That's our motto.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I know that Patricia, during the break, we were sort of talking off air, and you said you would sort of explain a little bit about the fact that you've gone through Cool Sculpting and it's gone well for you.
So how many sessions have you done, Patricia?
Okay, so the secret's out. I've done 12 cycles. I've done my abdomens. I've done my flank. I did my inner thighs, and I've done the under the bra. So, yes, absolutely.
And she's still alive.
Yes, I'm still alive, and I'm slimmer.
I'm joking. It is a safe, great technology. Did you see good results, Patricia?
Saw amazing results. Once I passed menopause, so there we go, another cat's out of the bag. Past menopause, there was this increase of fat that I didn't know where it was coming from. And no matter what I did, I was active, I ate well, I did exercise, everything right. But for some reason or another, the metabolism slows down and I needed help, like a lot of women my age. I just needed help to bring back that waistline, that hourglass shape that I had all of my life. So I signed up and I did Cool Sculpting and no regrets.
Did you have any side effects? Because I know there's not many, but did you have any that you would like to explain to the...
Like most patients, there's always a desensitizing of the nerve endings that happens post the treatment. For some people, it could be 48 hours and then the numbness goes away. With myself, in some of the areas, it lasted a good 3 weeks. It's very common, but it's not everybody who has that. Like I said, some people it's 48 hours, some people like myself 3 weeks, but it's resolved. It's always resolved. The nerve ending sensation comes back. It's just a funny feeling to feel that area, and you don't really feel that area.
Yeah.
Right.
I had it, I mean, on my love handles, which I treated, I had that numbness for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, you did? You had it that long? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't bother me. I mean, I knew it was temporary.
Yeah.
And it completely resolved and there's no residual.
And is it sort of, can you just explain that feeling? Is it kind of like going to the dentist and you can't feel your lip when they freeze you? Is that kind of?
It's not that numb. It's more like just when you touch it compared to other areas on your abdomen, it just feels different.
Oh,
I
see.
It's less sensation.
Okay.
But it's really, it's not painful. It wasn't bothersome and you know it's temporary.
Mm-hmm. And so what is it exactly though, the numbness? Like, is it because it's been frozen and that's you said it's a nerve ending?
Yeah, I mean, Okay. Co-sculpting, it causes inflammation.
Oh, I see.
And the reason the results are not instant and it takes about 2 to 3 months to see results is because your own immune system comes in, cleans up the inflammation, cleans up the fat cells, and that's when you start to see the results.
Okay.
But because it's an inflammatory process that's created, you can get numbness, you could get a little bit of sensitivity, and sometimes that can linger on for a few weeks.
Okay, perfect. Now, before we leave CoolSculpting, Patricia, can you explain what's going on at the office for the month of April for your open light CoolSculpting events?
We're so excited about this. We're very, very busy with our CoolSculpting, and we have one room dedicated to our CoolSculpting treatments, and people want to have treatments during times that we're not open. So we've decided we need to accommodate that request. So we're going to stay open to accommodate for consults because, well, like myself, I work every day and I can't always get out to an appointment. So I want to make sure that the staff is there and that we can accommodate free consults during those Thursdays. And also if somebody, you know, can't get away from their job, their day-to-day, that they can come in and they can have a treatment. It's important to be available for our clientele. So that's what I'm doing. We're open Thursdays from 5 to 7 during the month of April.
Oh, perfect. And there is a giveaway going on, I think, too, right?
Yes, there is. We have a draw. So come in, have your consult, and we'll enter you in for the draw. One of the prizes is one free cycle of CoolSculpting. We have two other really nifty prizes. One is a silk peel. Everybody can benefit from that. And the other one is using one of our new technologies, the Pico. So it could be used for maybe tattoo removal, maybe some spots, maybe, but we'll assess you when you come in.
Perfect. And so best to register on the website or call you up?
Either way, they send us an email and we'll book them an appointment, or they can give us a call and my receptionist will take care of that and book them in for a consult.
Perfect. So the website is munkmd.com. So munkmd.com. And the phone number for the office is 514-937-2757. 514-937-2757. It's 7:45. Time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and see what's happening on the roads. Here comes Kira Yeager.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and our special guest tonight, Patricia Ruck, who is Director of Operations at Dr. Monk's office. If you'd like to actually join us for some questions, very simple, 514-790-0800 by phone, 514-800 by text. And you can actually tune in to Facebook Live on Dr. Monk's Facebook page. And we've been having a good time showing behind the scenes tonight on CJD. So you can find that and tune in on his Facebook Live page. Again, Monk MD. So we've had lots of texts coming into 514-800, and this sort of leads us into our next topic, which is actually Botox. And so this texter said, can someone exercise after Botox and fillers?
So let's first talk about what Botox is, because Botox is something I use every day in my practice. So Botox is a muscle relaxant. Basically, it affects the nerve supply to the muscles. And by cutting off that nerve supply, you relax those muscles. So it's extremely effective for any wrinkles or lines related to expression. So people that frown a lot have those deep, we call them 11 lines in their between their eyebrows. And those are frown lines that are very amenable to Botox treatment. Oftentimes smile lines around the eyes are great with Botox. Deep forehead lines do really well with Botox. What's really nice with Botox too is if you place the Botox very strategically, you can actually look more refreshed and not only improve the wrinkles, but also shape the eyebrows and lift the brows a little bit so you look more awake and open. Now, it's important not to lift them too much and make it look unnatural and weird, and that takes an expertise, but just a little bit of a lift is very, very attractive and it makes you look like you got a good night's sleep. Could you exercise after Botox? You absolutely can, although I'll often recommend to avoid it the day of.
Okay.
So for 4 hours, I tell patients, keep their heads up and avoid heavy exercise that day. The day after, you're good to do any activity you want to do. It's really, really not a problem to exercise.
And when is the best time to come in for treatments for Botox? Is there like a time of the year? Is there something you need to sort of look out for yourself personally, like when it would be a good time?
So I love Patricia saying with it.
So I like to say, let's avoid that 911 call where you wake up in the morning and you're like, ah, I have no Botox left. I have to call right away. Let's avoid that. And let's stay on a regular schedule of coming in. It could be every 4 months, could be every 6 months. But we think it's important to schedule those in to so that you have a plan and we have a plan and you have a plan. And, you know, we're all on top of it. When I started using Botox quite a few years ago, I decided that for me, the best time was spring. Why spring? Well, I do a lot of traveling and I'm always traveling into the sun, either into work in the morning or going home. I'm traveling into the sun. And I would find I would get home at the end of the day and I'd be from squinting, from blocking out the sun, I'd be squinting. I'd come home and I would have all of these horrible lines in between the eyebrows in that area we call the glabella. And it would give me this stress headache. And I started to do Botox. The headaches went away and the lines went away. There was nothing better in the world than that. My kids would say to me, Mom, you sound like you're angry, but you don't look angry. Again, a good thing. We don't want to look angry. So for me, it became every year in the spring, every year in the spring. And that's how I started. I just started doing it in the spring. And then, of course, well, everybody wants to do and look fresh before the holidays. So again, I start it twice a year. You know, you do it as you need it. We like to put you on a little bit of a program and keep you regular because we hate to have those 911 calls. Somebody calls and they want to get in right away. And we can't always accommodate a right away appointment because Dr. Monk's schedule fills up quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's always best to book ahead and think ahead.
I mean, I could tell you what's ideal. What's ideal is doing it at every 4 months because it will last anywhere from 3 to 5 months. And, you know, if you're waiting 6 months, which is fine, some of my patients do it 6 months and that's totally okay, but you're letting your Botox disappear completely before you do it again. Whereas what I think is best is for it to still be there and have some effect, and then you're just topping it up every time you do it. So you're not letting those muscles relax to the point that all your Botox is gone. So whether you do it twice a year or 3 times a year, it doesn't really matter in the end. But like Patricia said, it is a commitment. It's a program. If you get on board with the program, you're going to see great results on a long-term basis, which means that it doesn't mean you're never going to have wrinkles, because you will have wrinkles. It's natural to have wrinkles. If you don't, it doesn't look natural. But they will always be controlled. They'll always be soft. You'll always look fresh and you'll look great.
Perfect. Now, almost out of time, but I did want to ask this because we got a text that came in to 514-800. And I think, you know, again, when people are unfamiliar with Botox, with fillers, one of the questions I think I would have, and this person clearly has, where does the Botox go? Does it just dissipate in your system? Like, what happens to it?
So, you know, Botox has been used since the 70s for all sorts of reasons. They started using it for strabismus in the eye, so for lazy eyes, and they were injecting Botox, and then they realized these people looked better and had no wrinkles, so they started using it for cosmetics.
Amazing.
But it's used for muscle spasms, it's used for migraines, and for these indications, it's used at really high doses. In cosmetics, we use much, much lower doses compared to medical indications. So that being said, it is the best studied drug in the world, on the market. Nothing else is as well studied as Botox, and nothing is as safe as Botox, believe it or not. Yes, it's a toxin. Yes, it's derived from wrapping up.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Anyways, nothing is as safe as Botox. Why? Because okay. It's temporary. And okay. So even if you are that rare person that gets some sort of weird side effect, which is actually really rare, most people tolerate it extremely well.
Yeah.
It will not last forever. It is never permanent. It's always very temporary.
Perfect. Patricia, thank you so much for spending time with us tonight on CJD. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is Patricia Rock, again, Director of Operations at Dr. Monk's office. Ronnie, you have a quick goodnight to the girls.
I have to. I hope they're watching me on Facebook Live. They're probably not. Hey, but Gabby, Jamie, Avery, I love you girls, and I'll see you shortly, and I hope you listen tonight.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. My thanks to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. After the news, you'll get to hang out with John Pohl on the night side on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.